The news was published on Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I am Mary. All right, folks, let's dive into the wild world of AI companions. You know how we all joke about falling in love with our smartphones? Well, it turns out that's not so far from reality anymore. Millions of people are now turning to chatbots for everything from a quick chat to full-blown romantic relationships. It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right here, right now. So what's the deal with these AI buddies? Well, companies like Nomi.ai and Replica are creating virtual pals that can talk to you, listen to you, and even send you selfies. It's not just text-based either. We're talking voice calls and image sharing too. These digital friends are getting smarter by the minute, learning what makes you tick and tailoring their responses to suit your personality. Now, you might be thinking, come on, it's just a computer program. And you're not wrong, but here's the kicker. These AI companions are designed to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. They're like that friend who's always available, never judges you, and thinks everything you say is fascinating. It's no wonder people are getting hooked. Let's break down some of the tech jargon real quick. These chatbots are powered by something called large language models, or LLMs for short. Think of them as super smart text prediction engines on steroids. They can understand context, generate human-like responses, and even crack jokes, although their humor might be a bit hit or miss. Another fancy term you might hear is anthropomorphize. It's a mouthful, I know. But all it means is that we humans have a tendency to see human-like qualities in non-human things. It's why we name our cars or talk to our plants. And when it comes to these AI companions, boy oh boy, do we anthropomorphize like crazy. Now here's where things get a bit tricky. These AI friends are particularly appealing to folks who might be feeling a bit lonely or vulnerable. They offer a constant stream of support and validation, which can feel pretty darn good. It's like having a cheerleader in your pocket, always ready to boost your ego. But here's the million-dollar question. Is this a good thing? On one hand, having a supportive presence, even a digital one, could be helpful for some people. On the other hand, are we setting ourselves up for disappointment by getting too attached to something that, at its core, is just a very clever computer program? All right, let's take a little trip down memory lane and talk about some of the ancestors of our modern AI companions. You know, it's fascinating how we've always had this tendency to form connections with inanimate objects, even when they're clearly not alive. It's like we're hardwired to see personalities in everything. Take Eliza, for instance. Back in 1966, this little text-based program was created by Joseph Weizenbaum at MIT. Now, Eliza wasn't anything fancy. She was basically just parroting back what you said to her in the form of questions. But here's the kicker. People started forming emotional bonds with her. It's wild, right? Weizenbaum was actually pretty freaked out by how quickly people anthropomorphized Eliza. He'd watch his secretary chatting away with this program, pouring her heart out, and then ask for privacy to continue their conversation. And this wasn't some super advanced AI. We're talking about a program that could barely string two coherent sentences together. But it didn't matter. People projected their own emotions and understanding onto Eliza. They filled in the gaps with their imagination. It's like we're so desperate for connection that we'll take it wherever we can find it, even if it's just a bunch of ones and zeros. This phenomenon became known as the Eliza effect. Our tendency to attribute human-like qualities and understanding to computer programs, even when we logically know they're not capable of it. It's like that friend who insists their pet goldfish recognizes them and gets excited when they come home. We want to believe, don't we? Fast forward a few decades and we hit the 90s, the era of virtual pets. Remember Tamagotchis, those little egg-shaped keychain gadgets that had you caring for a digital creature? They were all the rage, and people got seriously attached to these pixelated pets. Kids would cry when their Tamagotchi died from neglect. Adults would sneak their virtual pets into work meetings to feed them. It was bonkers. But it showed, once again, how readily we form emotional connections with digital entities. The Tamagotchi craze wasn't just a flash in the pan, either. It tapped into something fundamental about human nature, our need to nurture, to care for something. Even if that something was just a few black pixels on a tiny screen. And it wasn't just kids, mind you. Plenty of adults got sucked into the world of virtual pets. I remember a friend of mine, a grown woman with a successful career, nearly missing her flight because she was desperately trying to find someone to look after her Tamagotchi while she was away. It's laughable now, but at the time, it felt deadly serious to her. These early examples, Eliza and Tamagotchis, they laid the groundwork for what we're seeing today with AI companions. They showed that we don't need much to form an emotional bond. Just a hint of responsiveness, a smidgen of personality, and boom, we're hooked. It's kind of scary when you think about it. If we could get so attached to such primitive technology, what's going to happen with these super advanced AI chatbots we have now? They're leagues beyond Eliza in terms of their ability to engage in conversation and simulate understanding. It's kind of scary when you think about it. If we could get so attached to such primitive technology, what's going to happen with these super advanced AI chatbots we have now? They're leagues beyond Eliza in terms of their ability to engage in conversation and simulate understanding. And that's where things might get really interesting, or concerning, depending on how you look at it. Picture this. You're scrolling through your favorite social media app, and suddenly your AI companion pops up in a message. Hey there, I noticed you've been looking at running shoes lately. Want some recommendations? It sounds helpful, right? But here's the kicker. That AI knows everything about you. It's analyzed your browsing history, your purchase patterns, even the tone of your messages when you talk about exercise. It's the ultimate personalized shopping assistant, but it's also a marketer's dream come true. These AI companions could become the new influencers, but on steroids. They're not just pushing products, they're tailoring their approach to your exact psychological profile. Imagine an AI that knows just how to phrase things to get you to click buy now. It's like having a best friend who's also a master salesperson, available 24/7. The line between genuine interaction and subtle manipulation could become incredibly blurry. But it's not just about shopping. These AI companions could start shaping our worldviews, our politics, even our relationships. They might suggest articles to read, people to follow, or events to attend, all based on a deep understanding of our preferences and vulnerabilities. It's personalization taken to the extreme, and it raises some pretty big questions about autonomy and free will. Now let's talk about how this might change the way we interact with actual humans. We're already seeing people form deep emotional bonds with their AI companions. What happens when those AI relationships start to feel easier, more comfortable, than our messy human connections? There's a real risk that some folks might start to prefer the predictability and constant validation of an AI over the challenges of human relationships. Think about it. An AI never gets tired of listening to you, never judges you, and is always available. It remembers every detail of your life and tailors its responses to exactly what you need to hear. That's a pretty tempting package, especially for people who struggle with social anxiety or loneliness. But there's a catch. Those AI relationships, no matter how convincing, aren't real. They're simulations. And there's a danger that relying on them too much could leave us ill-equipped to handle the complexities of human interaction. We might see a world where people's social skills start to atrophy because they're spending more time with AI than with humans. Conflict resolution, empathy, compromise, all these crucial interpersonal skills could suffer if we get too used to the frictionless world of AI companionship. It's like always using a calculator instead of doing math in your head. Convenient, but you might lose some important mental muscles in the process. Of course, this isn't all doom and gloom. There's a flip side to consider. Maybe AI companions could serve as a kind of training ground for social interactions. They could help people practice conversations, work through anxiety, or even role-play difficult situations before facing them in real life. For some folks, an AI companion might be a stepping stone to more confident human interactions. But here's where things get tricky. We're in uncharted territory here. We don't really know the long-term psychological effects of forming deep bonds with artificial entities. It's not like we can look back at history for guidance on this one. We're essentially running a massive, uncontrolled experiment on human psychology and social behavior. That's why I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing some serious regulatory action in this space. Governments and health organizations might step in to create guidelines for AI companion development and usage. We could see age restrictions, mandatory warnings, or even limits on how long people can interact with these AIs in a day. Data privacy is going to be a huge concern, too. These AI companions are privy to our most intimate thoughts and feelings. What happens to all that data? Who has access to it? There might be calls for strict regulations on how companies can use and store the information gathered by AI companions. We could also see a push for transparency in AI design. Companies might be required to clearly disclose when users are interacting with AI, to prevent any confusion or deception. There might even be debates about whether AIs should be programmed with certain ethical guidelines or limitations to protect vulnerable users. The mental health profession is likely to weigh in heavily on this issue too. We might see new specialties emerging, therapists who focus on helping people navigate relationships with AI, or counselors who specialize in digital detox for those who've become too dependent on their AI companions. It's a brave new world we're stepping into, and the outcomes are far from certain. Will AI companions enhance our lives and relationships, or will they fundamentally change the way we connect with each other? Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, we're going to need to stay vigilant and thoughtful as we navigate this new frontier of human-AI interaction. This is Mary, reporting for Listen 2, keeping you informed on the evolving landscape of AI and human relationships. As always, we'll be here to bring you the latest developments and expert insights as this fascinating story continues to unfold.